Eloheinu melech haolam.
Asher nishanu b'mitzvotav. Vitzivanu.
That was a little sound from a Hanukkah celebration. Happy Hanukkah to those of you who celebrate Hanukkah. And it means it is the season because we got the holidays rapidly upon us. That's the first significant thing is Thanksgiving, and then we go all the way through to January and New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. And then we start the whole thing over again. And let's hope 2011 is a good year. I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, 2010 was really sucky. It was really crappy for me. And it was a tough year economically, certainly for a lot of people. We're going to take a look back at 2010 coming up in the next couple of weeks. The best stories, the biggest stories, the best feel-good stories, the daily salutes, stuff that we talked about on the show. And also the top 10 stories. It's always interesting to try to narrow the list down and come up with what you really thought were the biggest stories of the year. And certainly there were a lot of people that gained notoriety for the wrong reasons. And I believe besides healthcare reform, which would have to be in the top 10, I think the Tea Party, if we're talking about politics and the midterm elections, would certainly rank up there, too, because of the grassroots movement and how the Tea Party affected the elections. Whether you think they're a bunch of crazy idiots or you think they're right on target or somewhere in between, bottom line is who had the impact? And so you would have to say, yeah, there was some definite impact with the Tea Party. And, you know, it's funny, speaking of the Tea Party, just a quick aside before we dive into this little thing called America Tonight, by the way. The woman who really gained a lot of notoriety, Christine O'Donnell from Delaware, who was running for Senate there and knocked off Mike Castle, who forever and a day had been the Republican representative there, was a two-term governor, was popular, somewhat popular, was a moderate Republican, was a congressman, and I don't think he thought he was going to lose that primary. Do you know now she's got a book deal? What do you think the title of the book will be? I Am Not a Witch, or Let Me Find My Cauldron. I got to brainstorm on this a little bit, but if I were her publisher, I think I could come up with something good. And it proves once again that anybody can write a book. I mean, anybody can get that 15 minutes of fame, and once you get it, and you're on that ride, you got to ride it fast. So that's when the book deals start to come out. Remember, Sarah Palin's on her second book now, and it's been 2 years for Palin, so she's really been able to ride that crest off of that vice president's presidential nomination. And Christine O'Donnell, of course, was talked about all over the place, and she's going to ride the same thing. She's going to get up on the horse and ride the same deal. I don't think she'll go as far as Sarah Palin, but hey, she's got a book deal in her back pocket, so that says something, doesn't it? So you can already tell by the top of this show, the way we roll is all over the place. It's Water Cooler Buzz at its best on the overnight highway. We like to think so anyway. And here's the cool thing. You can be a part of it. I don't care if you're left of left or right of right or somewhere in between, whatever your stripes are, or if you choose not to call yourself anything. You know, we're a nation that's big on labels. Everybody has a label. How many labels do you have? Yeah, father, son, obnoxious, drinks too much, really can hit a wicked golf shot. I don't know. I'm just teasing. Could be, I mean, anything. But everybody has a bunch of labels. But I don't care about your labels. I just care about the conversation. How's that? That's probably the best way to sum it up. So people are celebrating Hanukkah. Christmas is coming up. And people are putting their lights out. And if you live in New York, bummer. Snow, stranding New York drivers for 12 hours. Oh, that's when the snow isn't fun. That's when I'm glad that the satellite facility that I'm in is in Dallas, Texas, where, yeah, we did have some weird snowstorm last year, but it's really rare. And I just hope we don't get any of the ice storms. But this is what you live with when you live in New York. You know, you take the bad with the good. And snow is fun when you're a kid and you're out of school or you're skiing in it or you can look out your window and enjoy it. But it's not so fun when you have to drive around in the stuff. And it was upstate New York. They're so used to that. That is Buffalo big time. If you know anyone from Buffalo, you know how they can get a little edgy? Of course they can get a little edgy because this is what they live with. They're always digging out. I mean, they had up to 6 feet high snow drifts in a bunch of areas there, and it was just coming down. I mean, 3 feet of snow fell in some of the other areas over the last couple of days. And the bottom line is, though, people were stuck for 16 hours, some of them, some 12 to 16, somewhere in between there, stranded on 90. And so if you kind of multiply some of the numbers I just said, snow falling at about half an inch per hour. That's probably what it would have to be, right? Half an inch per hour. Ooh. It's been a long time since I had to have a snow shovel and dig out of a real serious snowstorm, and not my favorite thing to do. Charlie Rangel couldn't dig his way out of a censure. That's exactly what happened to the longtime congressman. Forever and a day, this guy has represented Harlem, and he just got too full of himself. I think he believed he was untouchable, and it turns out he was touchable. I think they could have gone a little bit further, but he does get censured, and it was almost an avalanche vote. Not necessarily a surprise, maybe to Rangel, because I don't believe that he thought it was going to get to that point. I think he thought he was going to be able to wiggle out of it, but the vote was actually 333 to 79. So here's what, when you get censured, imagine this. You've been around for a long time. You got to stand in the well of the House as a formal censure resolution is read by the House Speaker. So that'd be Nancy Pelosi. And you got to stand there, and what a downfall that has to be. This guy was at one point considered one of the big power brokers in Congress. So the House Ethics Committee, when they hit him with the 20, you know, when they hit him with the 11 counts, rather, of violating House rules, and the big thing was the taxes, not paying the taxes on that house in the Dominican Republic, and then using his office, using the stationery to raise money for this education center that had his name on it. That was just too much. Then you knew they were gonna nail him. So once the committee voted to recommend that the House censure Rangel, and that he have to pay money, you know, restitution basically for any unpaid taxes, you knew that it was probably going to be a full censure for him. And sure enough, it was. It's interesting to hear the comments afterwards that they felt sorry for him as a human being, but that the public office is about public trust. And so, you know, hey, he screwed the pooch, and he got what you get when you do that. After being there for so long, he certainly knew better. I think he got full of power, like I said, and thought that he was going to be able to do a few things and, you know, bend a few rules and not worry about it. And he said it was a very, very political vote, but I think it was the correct vote. Hang with us. More to come on the deficit next here on America Tonight.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
On our Sunday into Monday show here on America Tonight, but this is a little preview, by the way. We're going to be talking about what happened on Friday, because remember that nonpartisan deficit commission is supposed to vote on a pretty controversial plan that would affect all of us as far as health care is concerned, even though it's, I don't think they're going to get much support. It's not doable to me, but this nation is going to spend at least $2.6 trillion was the number that I saw somewhere on health care. And there's a lot of evidence flying around that it's for a lot of that, a big chunk of it is for tests, procedures, whatever, that don't do a darn thing for anybody, to the patients. It's not useful that they're – certainly you could cut that out. I had a doctor tell me that one time that he had patients where they were – had to get second x-rays on different things, and he didn't understand why they had to get second x-rays, because he didn't see any use for them. But of course, who's going to make the money on that? And it's the insurance companies, so that's part of the problem. But anyway, these health care cuts that were proposed by that so-called nonpartisan commission, it is nonpartisan, you have Republicans and Democrats, I guess, on the committee, it really could affect a lot of people, because you've got workers that have coverage on their job. You have seniors, you have drug companies, you have trial lawyers, you have hospitals, you have doctors. Do I need to go on with the list? I mean, I even had to put the list together. I had to put the list together on another computer because it was so bloody long. But this vote will be interesting. The AARP, hospitals and labor unions, hate it. And so it's most likely going to be tanked. There's a lot of things that stink about that whole health care reform deal, and we all know it. Generally, do all of us think that there needs to be health care reform? Of course we do. It's really the insurance companies that are killing us. If they would erase the state lines and you could have competition across the board, it would be so much better, my friends, so much better. And having said that, Congressman Mike Pence says it's a bad idea all along when we're talking about this deficit. Take a listen.
Raising taxes during the worst economy in 25 years is just a profoundly bad idea.
There you go. Raising taxes, jacking with the health costs. It's all bad, my friends, because it means you're going to be working that extra job at Walmart. And then when you're done with Walmart, if you're lucky, you can get that job at Subway for a couple of hours, and then you have your main gig. And listen, I'm a survivor. You do what you have to do. But there's only so many of those survivor jobs that you can find out there. Tomas says we can all get to work, though, right? Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Yo, what's happening?
Oh, so you're just doing a little preemptive strike on Tomas now, huh?
I'm not striking you.
Yeah, man. Hey, you getting all Irish on me now late at night. That's good, though. That's what we like to hear is a strong, opinionated Irish woman at night, not the wishy-washy one. Okay?
There you go.
numbers. I remember I did some numbers on the quantitative easing that the Fed is doing, printing, and I think $600 billion plus another $250 billion that was left over from the TARP. And we came out with a number of $5,000 for every working American. Now, yesterday, it came out that the United States is going to send $1 trillion to the IMF, the International Monetary Fund.
Mm-hmm.
So now that comes out to $6,000. And 5 plus 6 is $11,000 for every working American. And you know what? I can hear somebody saying, yeah, but everybody doesn't really deserve money like that. Well, maybe we don't deserve money, but do the banks deserve money? You know?
No.
For me, they're the ones screwed it up.
Yeah.
They're the last ones. They should be at the end of the line. And I tell you what, in my humble opinion, if everybody got $11,000 who has a job now, who's working, I mean, that would stimulate the economy some. I mean, because I remember when Bush gave us like $300 or $600.
Right.
When some people said, oh, I didn't do much. Okay, maybe that wouldn't do much. But, you know, if a man and a woman working came home one day and found $22,000 in the mailbox, I guarantee you that would stimulate something, if at least their sex drive.
I think you're right. I think you're right. It doesn't matter. If somebody has to pay bills, but they go out and blow it on other things, hey, they're blowing it on stuff that they're buying, so they are stimulating the economy. Or if they pay some bills and then go out and eat or buy some clothes or get the kids something, absolutely. It's about keeping the money, priming the pump, and keeping it flowing. No, I agree with you. If they get the bailout, why shouldn't we get the checks? And the checks could then stimulate the economy.
And then you know what? If the banks want some of that $22,000 that a husband and wife get, what do? They should raise the rates of interest, right? That's the way. Then the husband and wife say, let's put some of this money in the bank. Then the bank gets the money, and then they loan it out. People get loans, and that's the way it's supposed to work.
That's right.
Supposed to be, okay, let's go to the people who don't have any money and shrink the value of their dollar by inflating the currency.
Sure.
By printing so that, you know, a dollar buys half of what it did 6 months ago.
Yes.
Doing everything backwards, and they're getting away with it. I'm sure there's some fallacies in what I'm saying, because, you know, I don't have like a doctorate like all those other guys who screwed up the economy.
Yeah, they screwed up the economy, and they went to Harvard. But wait a second, you went to Harvard. You're supposed to be smarter than the rest of us. Yeah, I agree. Tim Geithner, he is Secretary of the Treasury. Are you kidding me? That guy didn't even pay his taxes, but yet he's the Secretary of the Treasury. And look what he's done to us. Look, I mean, a lot of these financial guys that are in there are brutal.
Well, I'm just giving you the numbers now. If they took the quantitative easing and the trillion they get to the IMF, a husband and wife could get a check for $22,000.
Right.
Now, of course, the federal government would find, you know, they would probably say, well, we'll have to tax that, and end up putting a higher tax rate, so we're going to tax even more. But, you know, let's just say that they had a brain fart and forgot to tax the money, you know, because you get The money that they're getting to the IMF is not paying a tax on that.
That's right. That's right.
The money that they're giving, that they're printing and giving to I don't know who the hell they're giving it to, they're not getting a tax from that either. So, but of course, if they gave it to us, we'd have to pay taxes on it. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it is crazy. Absolutely. You made some excellent points, Tomas. Good
99
call.
Weeks, 99 weeks is too long. You know, a woman can have two kids in 99 weeks. It's too long.
Yeah, you made a good point with that. If somebody is on the dole, as they say in the UK, if somebody's on the dole for that long, then something's wrong. You're right. But if you're talking about somebody who just gets on and off, boom, they're there, they're looking, yeah, that's different. That's much different than you're talking about 99 weeks. And the extension, that's what it was, four times around. And that was part of the problem and also part of the confusion, because if you just went on, it wouldn't have been sucked away from you. It's the people that have had it over and over and over again. Thanks, Tomas. Good call. All right, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to take some more phone calls. If you want to join in on the conversation, you can do that, 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. You know, I mentioned the deal with the snow and how brutal it was in New York and people stuck for, who knows, 12 hours, 14 hours, 15 hours, whatever it is. But I got a text here from a buddy of mine in Vermont, and we have listeners, great listeners, on WVMT in Vermont, and they're telling me that, hey, don't forget about Vermont when you're talking about ugly old Mother Nature, because they had some brutal winds, I guess, that downed power lines all over the place. Ooh, downed power lines are awful. One, it's tricky and dangerous, depending on where they go down, but also how much power is knocked out. And it's always about that emergency preparedness, right? How prepared are you for an emergency? How prepared are all the people listening to this show? I mean, honestly, guys, do you have candles all over the house that you're ready to light up like that? You know where your matches are? You've got strategically placed, I don't know, flashlights all over the place so that you can just pick one up right away and you don't have to worry about tripping over yourself. Do you have food stored? Do you have a backup generator? I guarantee that only 10% of you listening probably could say, yeah, I am completely prepared for any emergency. Even have a bag packed in case there's some kind of a weird flood or something. I bet most of you don't fall into that category. But the people in Vermont are digging out 90-mile-an-hour winds, they say, in Cambridge. Trees down, power outages, brutal stuff. 30,000 people without power. Hang with us.
Fact. Wood burning stoves, factory smokestacks, smog, and chemical fumes in the home are all sources of air contamination that can make you sick. Your exposure to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds every day may be the cause of fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. These are bad conditions for the very young, older, and the chemically sensitive. Protect yourself and clean your airspace with the HealthMate Plus from airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Get free answers on how to clean your airspace by calling airfiltersandpurifiers.com. 800-499-2418. Ask how the HealthMate Plus can trap 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus now with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. GCN listeners, get 5% off by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. Your trusted advisor for clean air. Give a gift of clean air this holiday season from airfiltersandpurifiers.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, let's take a few. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don, how are you?
Hey, I'm okay, Kate. I got a little bit of a cold, so if I cough on you, I apologize.
Don't worry. At least I don't have to worry about bed bugs with you. And I'm going to New York, and every place I check into that I look into going to, they're talking about bed bugs. Isn't that frightening?
Yeah. I thought that was just a myth. I've never seen a bed bug. Is there a,
No. There's really bed bugs. We've had some guests on the show talking about it. It leaves like a little tiny blood spot. And then what happens is if a bed bug were to jump on your luggage, which they do, then you take it back to your house. Next thing you know, if you do get them, you just have to like exterminate your whole house and it costs a fortune.
Wow.
I know. That is a wow.
Hey, I got something for you before we get to the deficit talk. I'm trying to figure something out, Kate. You know, Christmas time, you hear a lot of advertisements for a girl's best friend. What's a girl's best friend?
Girl's best friend. Oh, diamonds.
Yeah, diamonds, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about that, you know, and seeing some pretty diamonds on the commercials and stuff. And what's a guy's best friend?
Dog. Man's best friend.
How the hell did that happen, Kate? How do you get the diamond and we get the dog?
I don't know. But I have the dog, too. So.
I told some lady told me, she said, I'd take my dog over diamonds any day. And I'm like, okay. Well, I just, you know, just kind of wonder that, you know. I kind of like the guys who are supposed to be the servants or something to women. I don't know. But anyway. Hey, Kate, you know, they said Americans spent $46 billion this past weekend for Christmas.
Yeah.
A lot of money, you know. You think $46 billion, wow. And I started thinking it would take Americans sending that much money to the federal government every day for 11 months to pay off the national debt. And, you know, obviously Americans wouldn't have that much money to do that, but it is so big an astronomical gate that people, I just don't think they really grasp it. And it's probably one of the reasons why a lot of people just turn it off and don't want to listen about politics and that kind of thing. And
right. The numbers are big.
Now, the interesting thing about it is you hear about these Bush tax cuts, you know. Okay? Now, Bush cut the taxes to drive business, okay?
Right.
That is out of the little recession that he took over from Clinton. And with the idea of that, by driving up the GDP, the government's going to take in more money because everything gets taxed, of course. And at the same time, though, while he was doing that, he was still running a $500 billion deficit every year, $400 to $500 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And Ronald Reagan did the same thing. You know, he had $4 trillion in debt. George Bush had $4 trillion in debt. His daddy had $2 trillion in debt. And Obama's run up $3 trillion since. So that's how we ended up, well, we're close to 14 now. But pretty much that's where it all has come from. So those are the people that did it while they were in office. Now, and of course, you know, for about 6 years of the Bush presidency, the economy was just out of sight. We were just booming. Everybody was doing great. You know, seemed like
yeah.
the right thing to do.
Yeah.
You know? And then all of a sudden, but I was always worried that the economy might be growing too fast. I was looking at the price of these houses and like, you know, something's got to give someday. Now it has come crashing back down the last 3 years. You know, you're looking at, they're talking about ways of cutting the deficit now, and now they're talking about, I guess you maybe heard about one of these ideas, is that to do away with the tax credit on the interest you pay on your house, but then I heard that was only for people with a house over $500,000, you know. Once again, you know, our tax system is what's dividing this country into different, not parties, levels of, you know, levels of living, you know.
Right.
Lower, middle, upper class, you know.
Sure.
And when they're talking about doing away with the Bush tax cut, or keeping the Bush tax cuts, I always question, well, maybe they should have never existed in the first place. Maybe Bush was wrong. Maybe everybody should have been paying the same amount of taxes, and then we wouldn't be sitting with such a high deficit right now. But then again, maybe the economy wouldn't have been stimulated as much as it would have been, you know. And somewhere along the line, though, and I appreciate this commission because they're trying to come up with ideas to tackle this problem.
Sure.
Somewhere along the line, it has to be tackled. You can't sit there. Could you imagine trying to explain to your 12-year-old kid, 11, 12, 13-year-old kid, that your future's been mortgaged by us? Who the hell gave us the right to do that? You know, to mortgage children's future. I mean, you know.
You look at education, how much it costs. You look at where, depending on where you live, how outrageous the cost of living is. And it's just already that we're in trouble as you toss the baton to the group behind and the group behind them. It's very worrisome. And then the deficit getting saddled with it as we print all this money like it's Monopoly money. It's we're in a state of disarray. Something has to be done. That's the one thing about this commission that is good. Something has to be done, and it's nobody's going to like it. Something drastic will have to take place to right the ship. I mean, there were some screw-ups, but something has to happen.
And I hadn't heard about this $1 trillion that Tomas is talking about, them giving to the IMF.
Yes.
And if that's true, where the hell are they coming up with $1 trillion to give, you know? I mean, I feel that's one of the things I feel bad about, Kate, is the fact that this country finances have been crappy for 30 years, okay? They have not been running this ship right, and now we're in this big problem. And America should have been able to be that country that, you know, helps out other countries that are, you know, that are not offered the freedoms and the liberties that we have here, you know, to be that beacon of light, to be able to go in and, you know, to give aid to these countries, you know. But now I'm sitting there and they're talking about, well, if Tomas is right, that, you know, they're going to give $1 trillion to the IMF. I'm like, hey, we don't have that money to give.
Yeah, why are we, right we're now. Always giving. Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? And the thing that just really baffled me the most is that, you know, it's always point the finger at the rich, point the finger at the rich, you know, and tax them, don't tax me, you know. I mean, for crying out loud, you know, one thing I, and this is coming back also to the deal that, you know, people have to sit back and analyze their life and realize the decisions that they made in their life. You know, Kate, you made a decision to stick it out and go to college, get a mm-hmm. career in journalism. You know, you're probably doing pretty good, you know. Those are decisions that you made. Other people didn't make that decision. Maybe they wanted to screw around while they were in high school, not study as hard. You know, now they're stuck making 10, 12, whatever, 13 bucks an hour, you know. And then you're sitting back saying, well, the people that studied hard, like I was told to do, but I chose not to, oh, I want them to pay my health care. I want them to pay everything. Mm-hmm. You know, come on, Kate, that's freaking slavery almost. You know, that's what the blue-eyed devil was, the guy who supplied the doctors and supplied all the everything for the slaves. Of course, it was bad what they were doing to the slaves, you know. But, you know, the question people always ask, well, you know, when the slaves were, you know, got freedom, why didn't they leave the South? Why wouldn't they get as far away from the master as they possibly could? You know, why?
Because they didn't, because in some cases they didn't know any better, and they didn't have a way to make a living. They didn't have a way to have the means to get them to the North or to other places or to, yes, or to go off
exactly,
on their own.
Because they were dependent on,
yes.
on mm-hmm. somebody else. And when I sit back and I hear, we got to point our finger at the rich, and they got to pay for everything, you know what that sounds like, Kate, to me? That sounds like people who can't figure out a way to get through life on their own. They want to take, they're wanting a handout, you know. And you know, it's just ridiculous to punish somebody because they sacrificed, you know, screwing around in high school or whatever and partying or whatever. And,
right.
you know, and there's a lot of rich people that were born into it, of course, you know. But I just can't understand how people, you know, Kate, I'm not happy with some of the decisions I made in my life. You know, I work 65 hours a week. I'd love to be working 40 hours a week like my best friend does and making the same amount of money he does that, you know, I make, you know. And,
right.
yeah, but I didn't make those decisions. I didn't stick it out and go to college, finish
right.
college, you know.
Right.
You know, but I'm not going to sit back and say, well, people got to provide for me because I can't, you know, because I made choices, you know. There's got to be some, you know, responsibility and acceptance of the decisions that you made.
Right, right.
And then, you know, and then work the best you can, you know. And you'll feel better about yourself, you know. But when I sit back and I hear, oh, you know, and it's a question, you know, for example, the one last thing, I'm sorry. I'm rambling tonight a little bit, but, you know.
I'm letting you ramble. I'm letting you have the floor. Go ahead.
I know. You know, they're talking about, okay, now they're not going to give the, you know, the Republicans are sitting back, which are hypocrites, by the way, because they're like, oh, well, we got to pay for this unemployment
right.
some other way before we run up the deficit. Well, really,
sure.
You guys ran up $10 trillion with three different presidents, so I don't want to hear about that. But in any case, though, these people have been, you know, on for 2 years, you know, $435, I believe, is the maximum you can get a week.
Yes.
With unemployment.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Which is the same as making 13, 14 bucks an hour. So if
mm-hmm.
you've got a job offer for 13, 14 bucks an hour, you know, and you go, oh, I get that. That's what I get on unemployment. What? You know, I'll give you just a quick thing. My sister back in the early 80s, you know, when late 80s, when her first two boys were born, she was on welfare for a while. You know, she got $800
right.
a month.
Right.
You know, she couldn't make more than $800 a month with her skill level. You know, but she just stayed on it, you know.
Right, and see, that's, and you know what, your personal example is what gets Tomas enraged and other people saying that this is the problem when you keep extending it. If somebody's, you're talking about 99 weeks. Don, thanks. Have a great weekend. Coming up, we're going to talk more about the tax cuts being extended for the wealthy. We'll talk about it.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
All right, let's talk about a kick in the head here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Yo, we're getting closer. It's the promised land, and that's the weekend. So think about these numbers as we roll into the weekend. 4 in 10 people that were questioned in a USA Today Gallup survey, you know how we love our polls here on this show, say that the cuts, you know, the tax cuts should be extended for all Americans. 44% say they support extending the tax breaks, but actually setting limits on how much of wealthy Americans' income is eligible for the lower rates. 13%, they really dug up the, you know, the data on this. 13% say the cut should be allowed to expire at the end of the year. So that was a small minority. Okay, 13% say, you know, forget that. And then this APC-NBC poll that came out earlier in the week showed that half of the people questioned on the tax cuts wanted tax cuts to be extended only for families making under $250,000 a year. 34% say they should be extended for all Americans. That's a pretty big number. 14 called for the cuts for everybody. And then here's one more. I'm going to give you one more. 49% of the people questioned in a CNN opinion research survey conducted in the middle of November said the tax cut should be extended for families making less than $250,000 a year. Another 15% said the cut should not be extended for anyone. So now you got, let's see, I went to Catholic school. Let's add up the numbers. 35%, you know how you do that. 30, you just didn't want the nuns to see you doing that. 35% who favor an extension of the tax cuts for all Americans, that's 35%, they favored the extension of the tax cuts for all Americans regardless of how much money they make. And remember, because somebody asked me this question in an email. Well, when did these, what are they talking about, the tax cuts? You're just not thinking about it, it's all. The tax cuts were passed into law in the first couple of years of the presidency of George W. Bush. That's why they keep calling them the Bush tax credits. And they're supposed to expire at the end of this year. We all know that by now, right? So we'll see what happens with Congress. On that note, let's take a few more. Thank you as I jumped on my soapbox there. Let's go to Al in Canada quickly. Hey, Al, what's up?
Hi, Kate. There's a river in North Texas, South Oklahoma, called the Canadian River, right?
I suppose.
Yeah, there's a. It flows into Oklahoma from there. I wonder how it got the name Canadian.
I've been to Oklahoma a couple of times to go to Windstar. I know nothing about Oklahoma, only the basics.
There's a famous song by the Byrds called Pretty Boy Floyd, and it talks about, have you ever heard that song on Sweetheart of the Rodeo?
Yeah.
Yeah, it talks about Pretty Boy Floyd and the Canadian River. I've got relatives in a town called, I don't even know how to pronounce the name of the city. It's in North Texas, north of Dallas. It's called B-O-R-G-E-R. Is it Borger or Borger? Have you ever heard of it?
I know. Borger, maybe. I don't know.
Anyways, what I called about, John Stewart was ranting about gays in the military, and I agree with him, but in a weird kind of way, if people like John, I believe, I'm a libertarian, I think if gays want to serve in the military, they should be allowed to serve. Like, we had a firefighters contest up here, and the best firefighter was a gay guy. If my house is on fire, I don't care whether the guy is straight or gay. I want my house saved, right? And
right.
The best firefighter they have them down in Texas, don't they, firefighter competitions?
Yes.
For firemen or firefighters?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, anyways, he won. So, but in a weird kind of way, people like John Stewart really must, I heard somebody say today that people like John Stewart really must hate gay guys because he wants to send them all into combat and get them all killed on the front line. So you can look at, the point I'm trying to make is you can look at, there's 10 different ways of looking at everything.
Right.
And also, Kate, up here, our centralized government-controlled PINCO healthcare system is going into the red. Our PINCO healthcare system is going into the red up here in Canada. The doctors' union, I don't know how it is in Texas or the U.S., but up here, all the doctors are in one big union, right? And
right.
When they go on strike, they all go on strike. Is that the way it is in Texas?
You always ask me about Texas, and I don't know. I don't know if it is or not.
Yeah, because up here in Canada, they're thinking of going on strike. Oh, the doctors' union. They don't like to be called a union. They've got a fancy word for it. They don't like to be lumped in with the plumbers and the carpenters. They call themselves it's a big fancy word for a doctors' union. But they're threatening to go on strike because they're not making enough money. And I'll tell you how crazy our system is. The best surgeon in Canada makes exactly the same amount of money as the worst surgeon.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense to you?
No.
And in fact, it's gotten so bad up here that the doctors have formed an organization. They're not making enough money, so they're going to have to start selling some of their cars off. They formed an organization called Doctors Without Beamers.
That's clever.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, you too. That was good. Yeah, I've heard that the doctors that are, a lot of the doctors actually would rather practice in the United States where they could have more of a competitive advantage. Let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark. A long time no talk. How are you doing?
Remember a movie back in 1977 called Convoy with Chris Christopherson?
I do.
There was a character who drove an R model Mack with a pair of doubles trailers. His name was Big Nasty. And on the CB, he said, "We've been sitting here listening to you modulating, and we want to join your convoy." Well, that's why I've been sitting back modulating and just listening in. And, did you miss me?
We did. I wondered if you were all right.
Yeah, I'm good. Did you see the snow in
New York?
No, in
Buffalo?
Scotland. Scotland.
Yes.
They have been buried. It's absolutely unbelievable. I saw a photo on the computer today. And speaking of computers, I went on the computer today. I was thinking about suicide. Not my own, but you remember Brad Delp, the lead singer of Boston?
Yes.
He committed suicide 3 years ago. His last note was that he was a lonely soul, I believe it was.
Oh.
I really, really like Boston, and I hope he's found peace. I know it's been 3 years, but
I saw Boston in concert probably three or four times. Yeah, good band.
My brother saw everybody, and I just still love even more than the feeling.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about him today. Just another quick topic, if I could. I'm going to break down and get a computer. Can you recommend a brand?
You know what? A lot of people I know like Dells or Acers. I have an Acer. It's not too expensive, and it seems to run very well. I like it. It's pretty big, decent screen. Didn't cost an arm and a leg. I like it. Or a lot of people swear by Dells. You know, some people do the Apple thing, Mark, but
People love the Mac. They just go.
Yeah, a lot of people love the Mac. My brother has it and says it's the best. It's easy to hook things up. It's good.
Okay, because I've been doing some of my artwork listening, and I'm going to download some photos and send you my artwork. I think you
do
might
it.
And then one last thing, and I'll get off the air, and it's what's really got me disgusted. I'm all like, we're all happy here. I'm not happy. We're like, Don, don't do too much for the rich folks. Believe me, but Don, you work hard. They'll be all right without their tax cuts. I'm not being a class warfarist here, and I'm not changing my tune, but if you're really rich, you know, don't worry.
Well, no, if they're really rich, that's what I said. 250 to me, over 250. Let's say you're making 270, and that's two people, and you have five kids, and right. You live in California. Is that a wealthy person? No.
Right. But
yeah.
But at the very last thing, and I'll get off, but I just, the reason I brought the other stuff was because it's really, all the thing I just talked about, a non-issue. Did you see we had six of our American guys killed by an Afghan soldier today?
Yes.
And I just ask everyone out there and the president, if you're listening, could you please get our guys the hell out of that freaking rat hole, Islamist, Wahhabist, Karzai, drug dealing, a Sharia law country? Six more guys had to die because they cannot trust. We're going to spend another 10 years, another $1 billion a year. You know, let's go. You know me, Tate, I would never be called a flaming liberal, at least not a classical liberal. What difference does it make what I am?
Yeah.
Can we get our guys stop? If they're not being targets, they're just being mowed down for nothing. I'm sitting here, I'm going to snap the pencil in my hand because matter of fact, my television's been broke for a month. I have brought it to the dump. I've been doing a lot of reading here. And just on the same point, get our guys out of Afghanistan now, and at the same time, get us out of the UN and NATO, because I'm reading this. When your TV's broken, you don't have a computer, and you finish your artwork, you have a lot of time to read. I've been reading this book, Behold a Pale Horse by Bill Cooper. When Truman got us into the UN, it was the treaty should never have been signed. The UN has taken over our country. I know I'm rambling here. The point I'm making is our guys are under NATO control. They're being stifled and they're being killed for nothing. Get them out now. Thanks.
Yeah, I agree. Mark, you and I are on the same side when it comes to that. Absolutely. Have a great weekend. At this point, after 10 years and counting, it's out of control. Because the problem is, and these guys are salt of the earth, is what are we doing if there's no end game? We keep coming back to the same thing. It was Sidney Harris who said democracy is the only system that persists in asking the powers that be whether they are the powers that ought to be. Think about that.